Hi, Attorney Robert Savage talking to you today about the Investor Bill of Rights. In 1997, the North American Securities Administrators Association, otherwise known as NASA, developed an Investor Bill of Rights. This is to help educate investors regarding the rights that they have as investors. So what is the Investor Bill of Rights? Well, according to the NASA list, when you invest, you have the right to a number of different bits of information. The first thing you have a right to is to ask for and receive information from a brokerage firm about the work history and background of the person handling your account, as well as about the firm itself. So you can request this from the brokerage firm, or you can go to brokercheck.com, which is FINRA's website, where you can look up the background of your broker and brokerage firm to determine if they have any regulatory history or other customer complaints. You also have the right to receive complete information about the risks, obligations, and costs of any investment before you make the investment. So when you ask for information from a broker about an investment they're recommending or that you're interested in, they are required to give you that information. If they do not provide that information, you immediately should suspect whether the information is going to be accurate and the investment right for you. As well, you are entitled to receive only recommendations that are consistent with your financial needs and investment objectives. So your stockbroker has to go through an investment analysis and investor analysis looking about into your background, your risk tolerance, your needs for cash flow or liquidity, and a bunch of other factors that will help the broker or should help the broker determine whether an investment is suitable for you. As well, you have a right to receive the copies of all completed account forms and agreements. So when you open an account form with a broker, ask for a completed copy of the account form. If they tell you that you can't have one, they are wrong and you can get this information. Why is it important to have a copy of your account form? Well, unfortunately, what happens is if you sign a blank or incomplete account form, the broker will go in after he's done speaking with you and make changes to make you appear as a more aggressive investor, more of a risk-taking investor than you perhaps are naturally. So make sure you get a completed copy of this and keep it in your records. As well, you're entitled to receive account statements on a monthly basis, and these account statements must be accurate as well as understandable. In the current era, most brokerage firms' account statements are pretty understandable, although some out there are very confusing, and you should ask questions about those. Now, if you don't do many trades, the brokerage firm is permitted to send you account forms, or rather account statements, only quarterly. So if you don't get them every month, it's probably because you have not done any transactions in your account for quite some time. Make sure that you understand the terms and conditions of the transactions that you make. So if a broker won't explain the consequences or the nature of, say, a margin trade or a trade investing in a private placement or something of that sort, you need to insist upon information to help you understand the terms and conditions of the transactions. You don't want to be surprised later on to learn that an investment you made is very illiquid and you cannot sell it if you have an emergency. As well, you have the right to access your funds in a timely manner and receive information about any restrictions or limitations on access. So if you give money to a stockbroker, you have access to that at any time within a reasonable amount of time. So if you have investments in the stock market, you have access to that money pretty much within a couple of days. There's a three-day settlement period, and typically if you sell a stock today, in 3 days from now, the funds should be available in your account, and you can do them with what you will, including reinvesting or taking the money out. The broker cannot limit your access in any significant manner. You also have the right to discuss account problems with a branch manager or a compliance department of a firm, particularly if your broker tells you not to contact the manager or the compliance department. You're going to want to do that because that's an indication that they have done something wrong that violates either industry or internal rules of the brokerage firm. So make sure that you get the prompt attention and fair consideration of your concerns that you want to. if you do have a complaint and there's monetary losses, do not sign any settlement agreement until you've spoken with someone who understands settlement agreements, preferably an attorney who has a securities background who can help you understand what you're signing away and let you know if there is something else you can do other than take what is likely a small settlement of your problem. You also are allowed to have complete information about the commission, sales charges, maintenance charges, service charges, any other fees and penalties related to transactions in your account. Again, if the broker tells you that you can't have that information, this is a red flag and you need to cut contact with that broker and move somewhere else. But you have the right to have all of that information. Now, if you do have a problem that is not resolved by the branch manager or the broker, you can contact your state securities agencies to make a complaint or otherwise learn more information about a stockbroker or a stock brokerage firm. In Florida, you can call the Florida Office of Financial Regulation to file a complaint or to gain more information about your broker. And their phone number in Tallahassee, Florida is 850-487-9687. That's Florida Office of Financial Regulation at 850-487-9687. So this is a quick podcast giving you some information about what your rights are as an investor. And if your rights have been violated, make sure you file a complaint with the Office of Financial Regulation or consider speaking with a securities attorney who can help you determine whether you have a cause of action and a lawsuit that you can bring against your brokerage firm.